This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. In early April, an online game called Rust delivered an update, making it so that when you start the survival quest game, your character is assigned race and sex automatically. You do not have to be a psychic to guess at what happened next. Some outspoken gamers were angry about the inability to choose. Well, behind the scenes, game makers are thinking about a different kind of diversity. A recent study out of Columbia University says that the tension resulting from employees with more diverse work backgrounds can be important for making video game hits. Sally Herships reports.
So diverse work experience can help us do better work. But isn't that kind of obvious?
That's pretty obvious.
David Stark is author of the new study. But Stark says there's more to it than just that.
You're saying XXX, and I'm going, but it's YYY, and somebody else is going, yeah, but, you know, W is the thing we got to be doing.
Stark says, well, you need tension at work. You also need the ability to tolerate it.
So it's this ability to kind of hold tight, put up with the ambiguity, and turn it into something that's productive.
Here's what that looks like in the real world. Ray Brulheid is 28. He's an artist at the game studio Dots. It's his job to design characters for the games, but it's also his co-workers. Recently, they were both working on drawings of a crab for a new project.
I definitely, you know, sort of in my mind initially was like, oh, this guy, like, this is wrong. The way that he's doing it is wrong. Like, this looks way too childish.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
That's the other guy, art director Ben Rudlin.
That is 100% fair. Absolutely. And it's still something with...
Rudlin is 31. He used to be a graphic designer. His version of the crab was orange and had a little smiley face. But Brulheid's arts background is more classic and figurative.
I was sort of thinking too narrowly and being like, this is what a crab looks like. It's blue and it has a claw.
Wow, I have to say, you guys, I was uncomfortable just now. Like, I was like,
oh. So we're going to go have a fight.
Yeah.
Creating the perfect crab. Stark says this is why diverse experience is helpful. Brian Fargo is CEO of In Exile. He makes video games like Wasteland and Fallout. And he hires a mix of workers, even non-gamers.
Everybody's coming at it from a unique perspective, and they're all right, but they all can't get their way.
The song I sing will tell the tale.
Like recently, when the writers for Bard's Tale 4, an upcoming game, got into a tussle. Elves, dwarves, sure, but can a character's race be based on the Picts, a tribe out of old Scotland?
So it was like this crazy conversation with the writers that I had to like pull to a stop and get everybody to say, guys, we're just making a fantasy game.
So what happened in the end?
I won. No.
The Picts as a race, okay. Stark says, sure, you need people with different viewpoints, but you can't revise creative work forever. So in New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.